And here, ready to begin, ready for the ledge, lingin' butt kickin', that's my middle name. Ledge, lingin' butt kickin', that's my claim to fame. Ballywood daddy, ballywood daddy, ballywood I do daddy, ballywood daddy, ballywood daddy, ballywood I do daddy. So I trust you're all right this morning. I'm feeling pretty perky and knee-deep in paperwork here for the presidential campaign. I've come up with a new presidential plank in my platform that I'll be using as part of my suggestions for at least D.C. anyway, and I'm sure other major cities will want to follow suit. It's called Send a Satchel for a Sleazebag. You know, there's been a lot of talk about these winos downtown lately, the homeless, who are homeless by choice. Let's face it, it's America, and if those maggots want to live on the street and sleep there overnight, it's their business. We can't clean them up, we can't get them out of here, but we can make them look better. That's why I was thinking, so many people throw away their briefcases when they get a little tattered. How many lawyers throw away that dog-eared attaché? How many doctors throw away those medical bags? How many school kids get tired of those valises and hurl them in the dumpster? Well, you know, the winos walk around with those nasty-looking shopping bags all the time. Every now and then they'll pick up a Bloomingdale's bag, it'll be all dog-eared, and you can look inside and see all the paper and the trash, the ripple bottles, the rags, the tattered bits of clothing. Imagine if they had one of these discarded briefcases to keep all their junk in. They'd look so much better. The Natalie attired wino walking down the street with a razor-thin attaché in which he could keep all his half-eaten sandwiches, his bottles of wine. Plus, oftentimes winos will relieve themselves downtown. If you've ever seen that park at Connecticut and M and the wino spraying through the benches, it's unsavory. Well, if these winos had briefcases, they could reuse them also to relieve their bladders and bowels and transport their debris to a more pleasant area. So I've decided to start a campaign called Send a Satchel and Save a Sleazebag. From now on, when you're done with that briefcase, that leatherette bag, that school bag, that attaché, don't throw it away. Send it to Nino Griesmanelli here at DC 101, and we will donate that used satchel to a wino to spruce up the area. We'll have the best-looking winos in town as each rag picker walks around with his own brand-new briefcase. So send a satchel and save a sleazebag. We've already had several recipients. Here's one of them. Buddy, now that you got that new briefcase, what you gonna be up to?
I'm gonna chill out and struggle. Do this and do a little of that.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna look at this and look at that. You know.
Yeah.
Play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.